Welcome to the Rise of the Beauty CEO. I'm Jessica, your host. An ex-salon owner, a multiple six-figure business, I take you through the life cycle of buying, growing, and selling a beauty business today. I talk about real strategies to grow your business, helping you remove the overwhelm, bring you to a place of excitement for the balance of your business and your life. We talk about the real issues we go through as we step into the role of being the beauty CEO with strategies to build the foundations, moving you from full-time employee to full-time CEO and everything in between. Sit down, grab a coffee, grab a pen and paper, and let's get you inspired. Hello and welcome back to the Rise of the Beauty CEO for 2022. If you are new here, welcome. My name is Jessica. I'm the CEO and the founder of beautyceohq.com. And if we haven't met before, I'm a business mentor. But before all that, I started as a nail technician. I want to give you a little rundown of how I got into being a business mentor. So just to give you a little bit of background of why maybe I might be able to be qualified to talk to you. So as I said, I'm a nail tech. I started off as a nail technician, and then through the years, I developed more of my qualifications. I became a fully qualified beauty therapist, and I had many different types of roles when it came to working in salons. So I started off working for somebody, many different people, in fact, renting spaces inside both hair salons and beauty salons before making the jump to buying two salons and transforming them into a successful salon business, allowing me to run the business from home and work less than 10 hours a week while I stayed home and had my children. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it? And I can tell you it wasn't all as easy as how I just wrapped all that up. But now I am here and I have the podcast, I run the blog Beauty CEO HQ, and I mentor other beauty professionals, whether that is a commercial business or an at-home business, to be able to reach their goals, stop their sabotaging habits, and really focus on building a business that lights them up, because that is what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about women working inside their own businesses, earning their own money, and dictating how much they work and how much they charge as well. So in 2019, I sold my business. My first baby, I sold that for six figures. And now I mentor women to see their own potential and build their own businesses. And that was a goal of mine. From the moment that I picked up that nail brush, I knew I wanted to be a teacher and I knew I wanted to be in business, because I didn't want to be working the 40 hours and just making a paycheck and coming home. I knew that I needed the flexibility of being able to have children and work around them. That was my ultimate dream, even back when I was, you know, in my 20s. I didn't have children till closer to 30, but I wanted to know that I could have a business that still ran and made money while I stayed home. Now, your dream may be different, and we're going to dig into that a little bit more today, but that is a quick background from me. So whether you are a nail technician, a skin therapist, a lash boss, a salon owner in a commercial business, or a home salon, you're in the right place to start focusing on your goals and redefining what success means to you, okay? Because it doesn't matter what type of business that you have, business is all the same. It's all about marketing, getting the ideal client, and providing a service to them in exchange for some money. And I want to specialize in the beauty industry because I feel that there is just so much going on inside our world. And I understand that because I am a beauty therapist. I had to service the clients. I had to also do all the business, do all the tax, do all the accounting, do all the marketing. And that was a huge shift for me, because I realized that when you buy a business, you actually aren't the nail tech anymore. You're not the skin therapist. You actually have to wear all of those hats. And it took me many goes and many years to try and find that balance, even though there's no such thing as a balance, but that structure to be able to make it work for me in my particular one, environment, and two, the way that I wanted it to support my life, because that is what the whole aim of that was, to buy the business to carry me through the years of having and carrying my own children. I wanted to be able to not have any time structure of how when I needed to go to work, I wanted to be able to still earn money and stay home on the couch with the kids. It sounds a little bit selfish, but that is what I wanted and that is what I got. And then obviously, like I said, sold it for my six figures, which is something that I worked my butt off for because that is what I wanted, to be able to have my small business that I purchased in this little rundown salon that I turned around with no business degree, no marketing degree. In fact, not even a year 12 degree. I have dyslexia and no one around me that was actually business minded at all. So I literally Googled my way, my husband and I got together, and that is one of the things that we had in common, that we really were interested in how to grow a business. Okay, so I wanted to kick off this podcast, 2022, focusing in on your business. And that is why we have the 5-day Beauty Business Reset Challenge. And that is, today is day one. So over the week, we are going to work together on removing the overwhelm, and we're going to start focusing in on your business. We're going to help you stop the scroll that we all can get lost in. We're going to help remove the fear of what is going on in your mind with the what ifs and the comparisons. And we're going to go after what it is you really want in 2022 and beyond. Okay, it starts today, and I'm really excited to take you through this. I'm going to help you bring to the front of your mind what it is that you want for your business, okay? What it is that you want for your life, and we're going to work on a plan to get you there. We're going to forget about the last few years, okay? You have got through it. You have survived. Whether or not you have been let go from your job and now you're starting on your own, or whether you've had to shut down and get through the last 24 months, you are here, okay? You are a survivor. You are strong. And this is now your time to get a hold of your business and your plans and march forward, because not everyone can say they got through this. And you're here listening to this with hope and inspiration that you are going to be able to build something just for yourself. And I'm so excited to take you through that. Now, the goal for your business is as individual as you are. And I understand that not everyone is going to want a multiple six-figure business with a team of staff, or a product line, or a seven-figure business, or multiple studios. And that's okay. What's important is what is important to you. It is designed around your own vision and your business that suits your life. We're going to just forget about what everyone else is building, what everyone else is doing. Okay, it doesn't matter. They've got their own journey, their own lives, their own goals, and that's completely fine. I want you to focus on you and nurture you and allow yourself to dream about what it is that you really want. This challenge is designed to get you in the planning stage and get you figuring out what's important to you, setting a plan in action, and then going for it over the next 6 to 12 months. With clear focus. And there's just something that I want you to know. 6 to 12 months might seem like, oh my God, I just want everything now. But in reality, it takes work. And one of the truth bombs that I need to drop is that I can't hold your hand physically through this. You need to be able to take full responsibility for your life and your business. No one is coming to save us at the end of the day. It is up to us. And once I realize that, and I hope that you hear that with an open heart, that you have the power to be able to control, design, and go forward in building your own business. I hope that is empowering to you, because it really is. And I am just proof that anyone can do it with a little bit of a plan, determination, and a bit of grit. We can get through the hard times of building that business and getting it to where it is that you envision it to be in 12 months' time. I encourage you to do the exercises that I give you at the end of each of these episodes, because they're going to help you make the most out of this challenge. I am not here to waste your time. I know how important our time is with everything that's going on. With life, with business, the driving, the dealing with the clients, the aftercare of everything that goes on in a business behind the scenes, okay? You need to take drastic responsibility for who you are as a person and how you are going to show up for your vision, your life, and your business. Your future self is going to be so proud of you for taking action now. Whether you have been in business for years or you're just starting out, this 5-day challenge is going to help you get on track with setting your business up for what you want it to be. I believe that you can have that full-time wage without having to work those full-time hours. You just need to be a little bit more strategic with the way that you do things, because I believe in no burnout here. Okay, there is a way to be able to listen to your own body, your own mind, and rest when you need to rest. And there's a time for building a business. And we're going to help break all that up. So at the Beauty CEO HQ, I am dedicated to helping you build a business that you love and that supports your life. In this training, we are going to go over how to price your services to support your goal, what area of your business needs to be expanded, and how to make it simpler to run so that you can enjoy your work life and your home life. Too many times people just get so complicated, where my philosophy, as you will learn through this year of my podcast and my episodes and social media, is simpler is better. People are so surprised with how simple my business actually was behind the scenes because I made it that way. I didn't have the energy to be able to focus on really complicated things. I had my structure and I just followed it. When things went wrong, I tweaked it a little bit and kept going. It doesn't need to be complicated. I want you to make sure that you get the info in each of these episodes and you take action on it straight away. These episodes aren't going to be too long. This is probably the longest. And you will get a hit of inspiration and a task to complete to ensure that you move forward throughout the week. Okay? I want you to get this started so you can start 2022 on fire. Okay? I will share with you also at the end of all this how you can work further with me inside my new society, which is my group coaching program. This is where I work closely with you to build your business. I help you break down your goals even further and help you break down the sabotaging habits that we all have, which might have stopped you reaching your goals so far. So inside the society, we also use the Beauty CEO method, which is the method that I use to grow my own salon from a one-woman nail salon to a full-service salon with a team of staff, allowing me to have the flexibility to work from home and have a family with little commitments on a daily basis because I had it so set up as much as possible on autopilot or with staff. But I'm going to show you how you can apply that method to your business no matter what your goals are. So let's get into day one of this Reset Beauty Business Challenge. Today is about goals and mindset of being the CEO of your business. Often people start a business with no plan. We just hope that we are good at what we do, we get the clients that come in the door, and we start making some money. We are too focused on the service part of the business and we forget everything else, or we just put it off till later, or until we are burnt out and realizing we can't continue anymore with the way that we're running the business. Well, I can tell you that your later is right now. We are going to focus on the next stage of your business, and we're going to do that with starting with goals. Now, you may have heard or tried writing goals down, setting goals, using the SMART acronym. I understand. But if you are still stuck where you are right now, hear me out. You haven't reached your goals and we want to know why. Why haven't you been reaching your goals consistently or even just moving forward that little bit? You may have set goals before, but you still haven't achieved them year after year. Getting frustrated and being overworked, you may feel like you just aren't moving forward as much as you like. I know that I did that at times inside my own business journey, and I found the biggest reason for this was becoming distracted with everyday runnings of the business and other commitments that I had. I'd put off working on my goal because I hadn't set up the one key element to support myself to reach those goals, and I'm going to share that with you today. The difference between setting a goal and achieving that goal lies with the habits you set in your daily or weekly routines. If you don't have systems to help you achieve your goals, then you can't implement the habits needed to achieve that goal. It's mind-blowing, but true. You might have heard of this from the book Atomic Habits, which I have read a little bit, and that is exactly what was missing from my early days of running the business, because I was so busy on just getting the clients done and making sure that I had the stock in there. And by the time I get home, I was exhausted. I didn't have the habits to support the goal that I was actually aiming for early on. So I want to give you an example and share one of my goals that I had. So I had a goal to reduce my hours in the business working on clients because I knew I wanted to, one, work less, I wanted to focus on the business side of things, and I knew that I wanted to have children and not have to work 9 to 5 every day, like I said. So that is a pretty big goal. How do we get from working every single client for 40 hours to then not working any hours? The reward that I knew that was on the other side waiting for me is something that I really wanted. And I knew, one, I wanted it, two, I had a timeline on it because I knew that I was going to get pregnant in a certain amount of years. And then once you're pregnant, you obviously have a timeline of the baby coming. And I also knew to make it happen, there were going to be smaller steps I needed to take in order for that goal to become a reality. So today, with your exercise, I want you to brainstorm what your main goal is for the next 12 months. And I want you to list out every single step that you can think of that you may need to do to make that a reality. They don't need to be in order right now. It's just a complete brain dump of every step that you feel you need to have happen in order to make your goal a reality. So this is what it looked like for me. So you knew my goal was to reduce my hours in the salon. I had a commercial salon, a very small space, and I was the only sole person working in it originally when I first bought it. Once I had my goal, I needed to break it down into what it looked like, what little steps needed to be taken. There were a few key elements that made that goal reality. I needed staff and I needed profit to be able to have those staff. I had to adjust my prices. So my first step was I needed to adjust my prices to be more aligned with profit. Even though I wanted to get married and have children, it wasn't for another 3 to 4 years. I knew that I needed staff before that. So I adjust my prices to align with the profit. I reduced the steps that I did in my main treatments. If I made the treatments too complicated or too hard to learn or remember, my staff were going to be harder to train. So I started to really simplify what it was that I was doing inside my treatments, whether that's waxing, facials, my manicuring, my pedicures. I did everything simple as possible and also kept track of it. I created the step-by-steps on how I wanted things done in the salon, even to the point of how I wanted the salon opened up. This is called your procedures and your systems. I put out ads and I started looking for someone to join my team. I knew the first person I hired wasn't going to be the perfect person. I just needed to get going to be able to learn how I was going to hire and then how I was going to maintain being a boss. This is well before social media came out. So I was placing ads in the newspaper back then and also online. I think we used Seek or something like that. I set up a process of training people. So once I got that first staff member in, I didn't know how to train them. I didn't know what I needed to do. So I started to learn how to do that. I created a process of training and introducing them into my clients. And then I reviewed every step and I repeated it every single time I hired someone new. And I hired well over 40 people over my time of owning the business. So I was able to adjust that as I went. I knew I wasn't going to get it perfect every time. I knew I wasn't going to get it perfect straight off the bat, but I tried, I got it done, and then I ended up developing a really good system that worked for me that I was then able later on to pass on to my manager. This helped me achieve my goal very quickly once I started the action of taking responsibility and getting one thing done at a time. I did this over and over again with each step and every goal that I did. I just got the main goal, I broke it down into steps, and then I started to allocate it to the weeks of my my month so that I knew that I was actually getting one small thing done, whether that was daily or weekly. I had to create that habit of looking at what the goal was and what step I could achieve next. This is where the key element of habits come into it. Okay, I got super focused on creating habits in my routine to help my smaller steps to get achieved one at a time, because I am not a natural organized person. I really needed to work on it, and I needed to know that the reward at the end of my goal setting of what I wanted was enough drive to make sure that I got it done. I had to take responsibility for my own success. Your CEO habits will look different to mine, obviously. I needed to plan out each step and then I needed to tick it off as I went. I'm that visual person. I need to see what I have been successful at to keep myself going. Making sure I was only working on one area at a time each week or month until it was done. This helped me manage my time. I did not get overwhelmed by looking at the whole big picture every time. I was only focused on what I was working on. And I still do that to this day. Even with each of these episodes, I'm focusing in on one thing at a time because my goal is to get 5 episodes done for this reset challenge. Because remember, I was doing all the things as well when I had the salon. I was doing all the clients. I was doing all the admin jobs. I was doing everything. So I had to make sure that I was being strategic with my time and making sure I didn't get overwhelmed so that I could still show up and do my 8 clients or whatever it is that were booked in for the next day. And more than likely, you are doing this as well. People tend to get impatient with reaching their goals and they give up. Understanding that you need patience and you need to be in the mindset that this is a process that you are working on over time to help you not feel overwhelmed with everything on your to-do list. So for today, your action step is allowing yourself to dream and have fun with it. Get a beautiful coffee, start a Pinterest board, give yourself no restrictions at all. Okay, I want you to play with this in color, in writing it down, whichever works for you. I want you to assess where you are right now. And then start to think about what you don't like about your business, what you don't like about the way that you're living right now, and where you want to be in 12 months, because that's also going to open up a whole floodgate of, yeah, currently I'm working 45 hours a week. I don't want to do 45 hours a week anymore. I want to do 30 hours a week. Also look at what your setup is. Are you at home? Do you want to go and rent space? Do you want to get your own salon? What does that look like? What kind of things need to happen before that can become a reality? How do you want to be working in 12 months' time? Do you want your full-time staff member? That is what I want you to dive into today, because this exercise is going to help the rest of the week plan out. Now, the other part of this whole challenge with setting goals is also looking at your mindset. Your mindset is something that you need to work on and be aware of every single day. It makes a massive impact on how you're going to be setting your goals and sticking to them. A big move in my own mindset was when my husband said, "You are the CEO of this company, Jess, and everything that happens inside this business is your idea. It's your dreams and you need to take action for it." Because I was having a problem with staff more dictating to me than I was dictating to them. And when I realized that I had complete creative control of how I wanted my business to run, it was a huge pivotal moment inside myself and inside my business as well. Because that is when I stood up and I took drastic responsibility. And that is why this whole blogging business podcast is called The Beauty CEO. It's something that really resonated to me and gave me that kick to go, I want this business to be worth 6 figures. I want to be able to sell it after I've had my children, and this is how I'm going to do it. It was really a pivotal moment in my life because it was like I was woken up inside when I heard that statement. I was allowing myself to be run by the clients, the staff, the small team that I had, and the idea of how a beauty business should be run. But in reality, your beauty business can be run any which way that you want. And I want you to have the same realization. You are the CEO of your company, and everything that happens inside of that business, the goals, the dreams, the actions, all come back to you. You do not need to run your business like everyone else. You have the power to run it how you want to run it. You don't have to work Saturdays. Don't do it. If you don't want to charge $20 an hour because everyone else around you is charging $20 an hour, don't do it. The mindset shift from being the worker to the CEO is one you are going to use forward with this challenge. In every day of your business, you need to think about, I am the beauty CEO. I am the CEO of this company. This is the decision that I want to make. This is how we're going to do it. If you are waiting for permission to do this in your business, to run your business the way you want it run, here it is. This is your permission to do that, to take control of your desires and go after them. I'm giving you that permission. You don't need it, but I'm giving it to you. And to keep you focused on the change in your role, you and your goals, surrounding yourself with positive anchors is going to help you focus and not get distracted when something doesn't go to plan. What are positive anchors, you might ask? Positive anchors are things that you place around you on a daily basis to help remind you of your mission. They are to become parts of your daily routine to help you feel like you already have achieved your goal and remind you that working towards your goal and getting through the hard times will be worth it. Being able to pick yourself up in these times is the key to getting back into the game. It can be hard, especially if you haven't got a supportive person that you can talk to. That is why I'm here. You can always reach out to me in the DMs, but that is what is needed to be able to get you on the other side. Things will go wrong. They will. And I'm sorry to tell you that. But having that end goal in mind will really help you bounce back quicker each time. I can verify that. I cannot count how many times I've had setbacks while working on the big picture. I have had staff not rock up after being interviewed. I've had people quit before they even get on first day. I've had people steal money, steal stock, try to take large number of clients when, you know, they've left the salon or they've sold the salon to me. Landlords try and do ridiculous rent increases and so much more. But each time I had a supportive network, which is my husband and some of the staff that we had on at the time, and the drive, I had the drive deep inside me to get back up and try again. Because again, my goal was bigger than these problems. I set up the anchors I needed to help me bring back to the main goal. I always had a focus. So some main positive anchors that you can surround yourself with could be positive affirmations on your phone. I had that every day at 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock. I had a positive affirmation that goes off on my phone. Jewelry. I had my rings, I had a watch, I've got a necklace now that I use as a positive anchor for myself. Music, I have certain music that I listen to, especially on the drive to the salon. I would have podcasting or a music playlist that I would play that would get me in the mood to deal with whatever I had to deal with. I use that as a positive anchor. Smells, the type of smell that I had at home, working at the desk. I really love the smell of coffee. I love the smell of vanilla. I had candles. I had scents around me to help me get into that mood. Photos and pictures of things that you're working towards, whether that be a car, a house, a family, whatever that is, put that on your dream board. And a positive anchor can be something that you touch as well. Whether that is, I've seen people have little bowls of sand next to them if they're, you know, wanting a beach house. Positive affirmations, positive anchors are really important to myself. And I really want you to be able to set up 3 or more positive anchors around you every day. And I want you to let me know what they are. DM me, add, you know, take a screenshot of this podcast and tag me in it. I would love to see if you're setting up your vision board or any sort of positive anchor that you have around you. So let's wrap this episode up. We have got 2 things that we're needing to do today. 1, setting up your main goal and brain dumping everything that you want out of this year. And then setting up your positive affirmations, your positive anchors to help you, support you get through this year. Thanks for joining me on today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you are subscribed. And if you really love this episode and really believe in the cause of the rise of the beauty CEO, you know how important reviews are. I would love it if you left a review letting other people know that they should be listening to the Rise of the Beauty CEO to help them with their business journey, their personal life, and their mindset. Have a beautiful day, and I'll speak to you soon.